Welcome to the new Cat Chat, brought to you by Dr. Elsie's, the wonderful private company owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose personal mission is to formulate litters that keep cats using the litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give their kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. With Dr. Elsie's support, the Cat Chat Show brings you interviews with cat authors and experts, some old favorites, some new conversations, so you can better understand and appreciate your own feline family members. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of My Cat Film Festival, short films from around the world that celebrate kitty cats. Here's some exciting news. Thanks to Dr. Elsie's, you can now see streaming versions of the Cat Film Festival for free on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. Hope you enjoy listening and watching. I am back with Dr. Ariel Mosenko, who's the head of radioactive iodine therapy at the University of Pennsylvania Vet School, and an important breakthrough in how to deliver this radioactive iodine. Dr. Ariel, welcome to the show. This is very exciting news. I have a link with the podcast of this show to the story about the kitty who did really well with the treatment. What has changed for you in radioactive iodine therapy? What has changed from how things used to be done?
So thank you, first of all, for having me on your show.
A pleasure.
And I think the breakthrough, or as we call it, although it's not such a new treatment, it's been going on for a few years, but the main advantage that we are doing with this treatment is mainly giving the owner of the cat and the cat a treatment that it will be one-time treatment, and then the cat will be fine in more than 95% of the time, which previously the owners needed to treat medically the cat, which was giving the pill to the cat twice a day, which is not as easy to do as we know if we
have a cat
owners.
Right, exactly.
So especially for cats that don't like it, and so that's definitely a huge advantage. Another advantage is to prevent some of the side effects that the medical treatment had or have, because some of the cats, we still treat them as medically. So they can have a lot of GI side effects, means that they will have some vomiting and diarrhea, like up even to 25% of them.
And
sometimes
isn't it,
go away.
It also true that the dosage has to be increased? So if someone is using tapazole, their vet says, well, you can, you know, your cat has a tumor on the thyroid gland and you can give this drug twice a day. You have to increase the dose over time till at some point it doesn't even work, right?
Most of the time, actually, it does work well for the cat. It's worked well for, and we need to adjust the dose.
I see.
Increase, sometimes decrease.
Ah, I see.
But it's usually a reasonable treatment for the right patient, but definitely there are quite a lot of disadvantages using this treatment as a medical treatment versus doing the radiation therapy, correct?
Now, the radiation therapy is not what we think of as a cat being put to sleep and put into some huge machine that does something. It's just an injection underneath the skin, correct?
Correct. So usually the cats that are screened to be a good candidate for the treatment are coming to our facility, and they get, as you said, a one injection under the skin, which is less traumatic than usually blood drawn.
Actually. Right.
And then we keep them here for a few days until the radiation levels, it's safe enough to go back home. So it's very not traumatic to the cat, the treatment itself, correct?
Well, let's talk about those radiation levels and why a cat has to stay in a secluded place away from people, because their urine and feces are giving off the radiation, right?
Correct. So the radiation level, it's, and again, different parts of the country has different radiation regulation. So what I'm going to mention now, it's what's in Pennsylvania, it's a regulation. So we give a dose to a cat, and the dose depends, again, of the size of the gland and then of the level of the thyroid before we decide about the treatment. And the radiation level is being monitored throughout the cat staying. Now, usually the cat, we stay here in our facility for 4 days. And then he will go home with a very, very low amount of radiation. Let's say people that get these treatments go home after they get in treatment with much, much higher radiation levels. But we still want to go on the safe side. So when they are going home with a very low radiation level, we ask the owner to isolate the cat as much as possible, not to use the same litter box as other cats, because the most of radiation that is going to be in his urine and feces, and we are trying to ask him to use a flushable litter that they can or collect it in a safe place, in a safe way, and then they can bring it to us or discard it after a couple of months. But again, we're talking about very low level of radiation, but we still take it very seriously and want to go on a very safe side.
So how much protection do you and your technicians need to have when handling this radioactive material? Is it totally encapsulated and safe until it enters the cat's body?
Correct. We keep it in lead containers that we keep, and we get on the day of the treatment, we get it from a special pharmacy, and then we protect ourselves and give the treatment, and we have also monitors that monitor our exposure to radiation as professionals using it, and we always make sure that our levels is being monitored every few weeks by the radiation safety in the university. And so far, and we're doing it a few years, they didn't even got any reading from those on us. So we are trying to protect ourselves, of course, and protect the cats as well and the owners, yes.
So let's talk about hyperthyroidism for a minute, because a lot of cat owners may have been told that their cat had hyper T and not understand what it is. They might think it's cancer, but it's often, if I remember my own book, The Cat Bible, well enough, it's sometimes a benign tumor, but it's on the thyroid gland and causing very high levels of thyroxin to be circulated in the cat's bloodstream?
You're absolutely right. So hyperthyroidism, as we said, usually it's a disease that all the cats get. And it is really more than 95% a benign tumor or hyperplasia,
right,
of the thyroid gland that produce and secretes higher level than normal of thyroid hormones. And these thyroid hormones affect the body in a few areas. So first of all, they will see the cats that most of the time will eat more but still lose weight.
Right.
The cats will drink much more and urinate much more. The cats can have some behavioral changes. They will be more or will be restless and will be less tolerant to other cats or people. They will meow much more, will be much more vocal. So these are the changes we see nowadays. We a lot of time actually found them before they developed clinical signs, because the majority of the cat clinics or vets, they will check total T4 on a geriatric cat, and then we find them before a lot of time they develop clinical signs, and we can treat them then.
So what treatment, say you catch it early, and this tumor on the thyroid gland is small or not causing measurable amounts of problems yet, what is the treatment then?
So it we measure it, like the T4 will be high again, as you said, but we're not going to see clinical signs. And the treatments that we have today are the treatment of choice that I think, which is the radiation therapy, which is to treat the problem itself and destroy the cells that are hyper-secreting thyroid hormones. We have the medical treatment, as we say, with the pills, that it's a okay treatment, but again, we have some side effects from the drugs, as we mentioned before, vomiting, diarrhea, or we have some side effects that we need to stop the drug, and it's more rare, but it can happen, like liver failure or liver toxicity, and sometimes it can cause some bone marrow problems or immune-mediated disease. So there are some side effects. And now there is a treatment that has been there for the last few years, which is a diet that is very low in iodine, that sometimes we're using. Again, it needs to be cut that will eat only this diet. It needs to like it. And we might have some problem when we have other cuts as well. So it is another option there, but
interesting.
It's not as easy to do.
So that low iodine diet is a prescription diet. It's made.
It is a prescription
diet. It
must
be.
Correct.
Yeah, you couldn't create that yourself. So if you were to have this cat with all these symptoms, now this tumor on the thyroid gland must be quite big at that point. If it goes untreated, does the cat has a obviously is uncomfortable because it's hungry and it's thirsty and it's cranky and it's not feeling right. It's agitated, but it will kill the cat and shorten
Correct.
Its lifespan dramatically, right? I mean, this is a deadly disease that can be stopped completely by giving the radioactive iodine.
Correct. So it's a disease that if stayed untreated can definitely hurt the cat, not only in his behavior, but also, as you say, his organs. So usually what we see cats that are not being treated, they will lose a lot of their muscle mass. They can it can affect the heart, and they can go into heart failure. It can affect the kidneys, and they can go into kidney failures. So the worst thing we can do to hyperthyroid cat is to not treat it.
Right. It so must. It must.
It must be treated, and again, treating leaving it untreated is
not an
option,
really. So, for people who think, okay, so one injection under the skin, and then the cat has to stay with you, if anyone's near Philadelphia and is going to come to you to do it, or other parts of the country where there are special clinics where they do the radioactive iodine for cats. And the 4 days there are really so that the cat pees and poos out all that extra radioactive iodine that is shrinking the tumor, which is what it's supposed to do. What about people who worry my cat is going to be so stressed and so depressed by being caged for 4 or 5 days? I don't want to put my cat through that. I imagine some people might think that.
Yeah, and we get, you're absolutely right. We get that question from a lot of owners. We definitely agree that for cats, it's not ideal to be outside of the house for this period a long time. We can just say that it's definitely better than keeping the cat hyperthyroid. But
right.
We are doing the best on our way to keep the cat as most comfortable. So it is isolated room with classic music that our behavior takes
in,
so that would be the best for them. We are monitoring them as much times as possible. And every cat has his own ward and cages that a few, like two rooms in it. And we tell the owners as well that if there is a special blanket or a special bed that you want him to bring with it to make it as more comfortable as possible, or the food is used to it at home, then we highly encourage that. And then we are definitely in contact with the owner daily to tell them how they're doing.
Nice.
So the cats are sometimes come stressed, but usually we see it after 1 or 2 days that they're much more comfortable here and feeling more in a, not the natural environment, but definitely more comfortable.
And they're probably feeling more comfortable physically. I mean, how soon does that radioactive iodine help to mitigate the physical discomforts of having the disease?
Again, usually it's a matter of days to weeks
right.
that it takes effect. Again, a lot of the cats that come to see us are cats that were managed with medication. So they are well controlled until or not controlled, depends what the history. And then we tell them to stop the medication a few days before that. So the cats hopefully not coming to us extremely hyperthyroid, although we have cases like that they couldn't get any other treatment first. But, they feel, most of them feel very comfortable here, although we know it's not home.
But you go out of your way to make them comfortable. Is it Dr. Carlos Siracusa who helps make sure they're comfortable? He's been on the show before discussing all kinds of cat behavior issues. He's been on my show, Cat Chat, as well. And I know he's a big believer, as I am, in feel away, either as a spray or a diffuser. Is that
Absolutely
something that you
right.
have in their room to make them more comfortable?
We have in room. We don't use it in every cat. We
oh, keep interesting. It that,
but we definitely have it in room, and I'm in a good relationship with him and contact. We actually shared an office together.
Oh,
and
nice.
We talk about this cat all the time. And yes, we are definitely using these pheromones that can make them feel more calm. And some of them that are more anxious, we are definitely using that and other modalities to try and make them feel much more comfortable. Correct.
So that would be something to recommend to owners, perhaps, that in the days or weeks before they bring the cat in for the treatment, to see if their cat does better on feel away. Because you can, when you said only some cats, there are some cats that don't seem to respond positively to it, but you could try it at home, have a diffuser, or even get the spray or the wipes and wipe down the carrier or wipe down a bedding area and see if the cat seems to be more drawn to it. Is that an idea
exactly,
to get them
exactly.
sort of
that's,
in the right
a,
mood?
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. And that's why we're not using to every cat.
Right.
But that's a great idea, yes.
That's exactly. That's a way to find out ahead of time, is your cat a feel-away cat? Because most are, but the few who aren't, the last thing you want to do is make them less comfortable. So
right.
So this treatment, yes, I've known about the radioactive iodine treatment being around the country. The one thing that people seem to be concerned about is the cost. But as I recall, it's not horrible. It's not
so
terrible.
The cost. Again, we did a few times, we did the calculations, and we come up that a cost, yes, you need to pay it once, maybe more than you pay if you do the medical treatment. But over the time, it's definitely less expensive than peeling the cat, because if we do medical treatment, not only do we need to buy the drugs all the time, but we also need to monitor it constantly.
With blood,
so we need
with
only
blood
time
work.
To check,
yeah.
Exactly, to check that the level didn't change and stuff, versus cat that had the radioactive iodine treatment, usually get two rechecks after the treatment, and if it's fine, it needs to, you know, just go back to his regular checkup as for any other geriatric animal, and nothing specific for the thyroid monitoring.
So if somebody worries that 4 or 5 days away from home might be hard on the cat, think how hard it is to have your blood drawn periodically, right?
And then exactly, come to the vet for that.
Yeah, and the stress.
And also, if we talk about behavior, I feel that a lot of owners that they came and had these treatments, they're really contacting me and appreciating that they got the bonding with the cat. Like the
nice.
Owner cat bonds is much, much, much better when you don't need to run after your cat or
That's
peel
right.
him twice a day.
Because the cat's already feeling grumpy. Now you're trying to shove a pill down his throat. And then you got to take him to the vet. And everyone knows how much cats love going to the vet. Well, I think this is really great. And I guess the other thing is another chance for me to say to people, please get pet insurance. Because if you have pet insurance, this would be covered as a not pre-existing condition. And then the cost would not be the issue. So
I agree with this for any
reason to say to you guys with kitties, you know, you might not have as high a cancer rate as dogs do, which is costs a fortune, and why dog owners really need pet insurance at whenever you add a dog to your life. But hyper T is so common in older cats, and don't think that your 10-year-old cat has reached the end of his life. He could live twice that long if he's eating the right food and having a good life. So it's wonderful to have you there at University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Mosenko, and that you guys all obviously love cats a lot there. And so that's a great comfort to people. Might be worth going the extra distance to Philadelphia. Everyone can go look at the Liberty Bell while they're there, right? It gives them something else to do on the way home. Thanks so much, Doctor. It's great to talk to you, and wonderful.
Thank
that you.
Have
this,
thank you. It was
you
a
have
pleasure. Thank
from
you.
All the kitties. Take care. Thank you for listening. I hope this conversation has deepened your understanding and affection for cats everywhere. It's been brought to you by Dr. Elsie's, which has broken new ground by creating a healthy, dry, and canned food for kitties called Clean Protein, which is inspired by the protein levels found in a cat's natural prey, so your cat's appetite is satisfied longer without compromising her health. This is the first dry cat food I believe can be a healthy choice if you want to feed dry food to your cat, even as part of her diet, although I recommend that canned food should always be your cat's primary diet. Feel free to reach out to me with questions or comments to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Now pop over to Amazon Prime or Tubi TV, where you can watch streaming versions of the Cat Film Festival for free. Also thanks to Dr. Elsie's.